In our discussions the past couple of days with regard to the Isser of Zimra, of singing, playing music, quoted in Hilchos Tisha B'Av as one of the gzeiros that were enacted L'Zecha HaChorban, there is an interesting Magen Avraham that leads us into a bit of a different, although somewhat related discussion. The Magen Avraham, in that very context, when, as we saw, the Shulchan Aruch says that although there's an Isser of Zimra and there's an Isser of Shira Bepeh Al Hayayin, nonetheless, the Shulchan Aruch had said that there is a heter to sing Shiros V'Tishbachos and Hoda'os Takarish Baruch Hu, even Al Hayayin. So that we saw in the Shulchan Aruch already. So it's on that line of the Shulchan Aruch that the Magen Avraham quotes the Maharil. The Maharil says that it is Shelo Kedin that people sing at a mishta, a party with drinks, psukim such as Otcha, Ki Ani Sani, and other such piyutim, he says, that are sung L'Simchas Horeus, that are sung for the sake of enhancing the feeling of friendship and camaraderie. And then the Magen Avraham quotes, the Maharil quotes, Ki oz ha-Torah cho-geres sak the omeres, because when people sing Otcha Kani Sani and the like, the Torah dons sackcloth and complains to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Asuni banecha kimin zemer, that your children have transformed me into nothing more than just a simple song. And this Maharil that the Magen Avraham is quoting is a reference to the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Kuf Aleph. And the Gemara there quotes a Braisa, and the Braisa says, Hakore pasuk shel shir hashirim. If someone reads a pasuk from shir hashirim, v'ose oso kimin zemer, and he makes it into a song. Or the Braisa says, one who reads a pasuk in a beis hamishta, below zmano, out of context, which Rashi says means that he cites psukim as a form of entertainment to entertain those who are gathered. So the Braisa says such individuals mevi ra'a le'olam, brings harm to the world, because the Torah is then chogera sak ve'omedes lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ve'omeres lefanav ribono shel olam asuni banecha kikinor sheminaginim boleitzim. This is the reference that the Maharil is referring to, this Braisa in Sanhedrin, that when someone takes a pasuk from Shir HaShirim and makes it into a song, he is mevi ra'a le'olam. And the Gemara continues to say that Kadosh Baruch Hu responds to the Torah, as it were, what should they do when they're sitting and eating and drinking? And the Torah says, let them learn Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Mishnah, Halachos, Agados, etc. Rashi there explains that even Shir HaShirim, which was initially composed as a song, it is forbidden to make it into any other sort of song, meaning reading it to a different tune, says Rashi, making it into a song. This seems to be the reference that the Maharil is referring to, this Gemara in Sanhedrin. And remarkably, Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Igros Moshe, Yeridea Chelik Beis, Simen Kuf Mem Beis writes, that we see that people sing, Rov HaOlam sing, he writes, Brachos, Psukim, whenever there's a simcha, even chasidim and anshe maisa, and then Moshe says, it's mefurish b'gemar l'isser. He says, lo yadur li tam nachon, I don't understand what it's based on. So Moshe says, maybe one could have explained the Gemara to be talking about dafka shir hashirim. Because shir hashirim, we know, is, according to its little interpretation, it looks like just a love song. So maybe the Gemara is prohibiting dafka shir hashirim being used as a song because they might come to think of shir hashirim as not being kadosh. It might be a zilzul in shir hashirim. Maybe the Gemara is talking dafka about shir hashirim. I remember sitting at a chasna with Rav David Cohen Shlita of Gulyavitz in Brooklyn, and it was, I think, the chasna of the college chose to walk down to a very beautiful niggin that was taken straight from shir hashirim. And if David Cohen commented, he said, this is Mamish Asr, I think. They're taking a pasuk from Shir HaShirim and applying it to their own Chasan Vekala relationship. He said, that's exactly what the Gemara says you shouldn't do. So he wasn't too happy about that particular choice of song. But if Moshe is writing, he says, maybe those who sing Psukim from Tanakh, they assume the Gemara is asering Dafka Psukim from Shir HaShirim. But that's against Rashi, says Reb Moshe. Rashi says that the Chiddush is in the Gemara that even Shir HaShirim, which is initially a song, you still can't sing it. So Kol Shekhen another Psukim in Tanakh, you still can't sing it. So Reb Moshe concludes by saying, Tarachim Batam Shemekilin. He doesn't understand what the basis for the Kula to sing Psukim as songs is. I've noticed on numerous occasions, Rav Heschel Shechter Shlita at a chasana, when the band plays Od Yishama, and everyone else is singing Od Yishama Bar Yehuda, and he is singing, not the psukim words, but he is saying la 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 la. He's just humming the tune. He will not sing the words. It's pasuk from Tanakh. If Moshe holds its aser to sing psukim from Tanakh, so he won't sing the words, even of the most popular songs that everyone knows and sings, he won't sing if it's a pasuk from Tanakh. Which of course then raises the question, what is the minhag Rov HaOlam based on? So one looks in the Yad Ramah on Sanhedrin, one of the Rishonim, who writes, maybe the Gemara is prohibiting Dafka one who reads and sings a pasuk derech schok in a joking, fooling around sort of fashion. But one who intends to sing the pasuk as a shir, the shevach to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he just does so, b'derech nigun, maybe that's okay, says Yad Ramah. In other words, the same heter we saw when it comes to singing and music in general, that if it's shir, shetesh bachos, it's okay. So he suggests the same heter should apply to singing psukim as well. But he stops short of giving us a firm, definitive heter. He says tzarchin. He's not sure, the Yad Ramah, if that's really the pshat in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So we're left with Rashi's interpretation that it's l'chor aser to sing psukim from Tanakh, and the Ramah with a tzarki, maybe if it's derech shiris v'tishbachos, that it would be okay. So Tzitz Eliezer, in a tshuva on this issue in Chelek Chav Beis, Simin Yud, writes the following. He says, well, first of all, it's important to note that this Braisa, this Gemara Sanhedrin, is not quoted l'halacha. It's not in the Rambam, it's not in the Torah Shulchan Aruch, it's not quoted l'halacha. So, might very simply be Divrei Agada, and not meant to be taken as a strict halachic iser. That's his first suggestion to be miyashev the minhag ha'olam. And secondly, he says that same Magen Avraham that we quoted, who cited the Maharil, objecting to singing Otcha Ke'anisani at a mishteh, the Magen Avraham concludes with a very cryptic reference, Ayin Sefer Chassidim. One looks in Sefer Chassidim, what does Sefer Chassidim say? So Tzitz Eliezer notes that if you read the Sefer Chassidim carefully, you'll see that he quotes this Gemara in the context of those who read or recite Psukim Derech Leitzim, Leitzanos, in a joking, disrespectful manner. Almost like a somewhat inappropriate, lewd song. That's what the Gemara is talking about, says Sefer Chassidim. So Cecilia says this is a second justification for the Minhag HaOlam, that if one is singing it not b'derech leitzanos, but singing it in a sincere manner, that perhaps was never b'chlal the Gemara, even if one assumes that the Gemara was intending to say a strict halachic iser. That is the second justification offered by Tzitz Eliezer, and he then cites, although we saw the Yad Ramah was tzarachiyun, if derech shir shetesh bachos is okay, Tzitz Eliezer finds a me'iri in the Gemara in Gittin, that sugi we're discussing in previous shirim. The Gemara in Gittin, there the me'iri says, any song that consists of shevach utehila lahashem, for example, piyutim and mizmorim, he adds in mizmorim, mizmorim is psukim. And the Meir writes, any songs, including Mizmarim, that are Shevach v'Tehillah Hashem, is permissible. He says, v'af ha-mikraos, even psukim, that are not being said derech pritzos. So the Meiri, like the Sefer Chassidim, is saying very clearly that the Issur in the Gemara Sanhedrin is dafka, the Pesukim are being sung in an inappropriate, entertaining sort of manner. When I have the schluss to spend a Shabbos at the home of Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zatzal, so I posed this question to him. So on the spot, without hesitating, he said, oh, it's a Rambam in Perashat Mishnayos. Rambam in Perashat Mishnayos speaks about this. Gemara Sanhedrin says, yeah, the Rambam in Perashat Mishnayos, first parak. Sure enough, you look at the Rambam in Perashat Mishnayos in the first parak of Avos, Perashat Mishnayos of Avos, first parak. The Rambam talks about different types of dibur and different types of songs, and he criticizes those who think that if a song is in Arabic, oh, that's no good. A song is in Lashon HaKodesh, so that is perfect, without regard for the actual content of the song. Now, I'm referring to that as foolishness. You don't judge a song by its language, you judge a song by the content. And Rambam slips in there. You have to read the Rambam very carefully to find the Dikta of Aaron Lichtenstein just on the moment was referring to. The Rambam there speaks of a song that's in Lashon HaKodesh, but the content is objectionable. Rambam says that's even worse than an Arabic song with content that's objectionable, because you're taking a Lashon HaKodesh song and you're being mezalz on the Lashon to use it for an inappropriate type of lyrics. And then the Rambam writes, and certainly if you're going to use a pasuk from Torah or Shir HaShirim for this inappropriate content song, that's Dabar HaAsar, writes the Rambam. And he refers to this Gemara. The Torah forbids taking words of Nevuah and transforming them into Mine Zemer Bepchisius and Dvar Megunim. So clearly the Rambam, like the Meiri, is assuming the Gemara is talking dafka about when it's done Derech Pritzus. So even if one assumes, like Rashi, that the Isser applies to all of Tanakh, which the Rambam clearly seems to indicate in Perashat Mishnayos of Avos, but he holds like the Meiri, that it's only if it's done Derech Pritzus, Derech Litzonos. So you have the Rambam, Perashat Mishnayos, you have the Sefer Chassidim, you have the Meiri, all of whom seem to indicate that the Isser is dafka when it is sung in a Derech Pritzus. Chaim Kanievsky also responded Kedarka B'Kodesh very cryptically to this question by saying simply, Psukim Shema'orim Liyiras Shemayim Matirin Hachronim. When a singing Psukim in a manner that is Ma'ora Liyiras Shemayim, the Achronim, doesn't say who's referring to, although I did find the Sefer Ocha Shabena that his father, the disciple, held that way. Chronim are Matir, singing Psukim in a manner that is Ma'ora Liyiras Shemayim.